Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline. And live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
I'm in Chicago for Game 4 today. Lance McCullers against Carlos Rodon. So here we go, Astros fans. This is it. 1 o'clock game kind of stinks. Yesterday you might have been, you know, ready to take off early, get off at watch a 3 o'clock game. Okay. But now we got a 1 o'clock game, which helps me a little bit catch a plane, an 8 o'clock flight tonight to get back. But
oh, you have an 8 o'clock flight?
8 o'clock flight, yeah. Get back about 11:30.
It's supposed to be, we're expecting a torrential downpour tonight, as a matter of fact. So you're probably going to get, I would be shocked if they even are able to let you land until 12. You're going to get delayed multiple hours.
Shut up, you.
I'm looking at it right now. 100% chance of rain. It's at, let's see, 6, 7, 8. Holy crap, it's been extended all the way to 10. 100% chance of rain.
John, it's also your plane. It'll wait until you're done.
Like, yeah, they'll wait
for you.
You realize
that about having your own plane is that the plane can't leave without you when you own the plane, John.
Right. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, you've got an 8 a.m. flight or an 8 p.m. flight. Well, guess what? If the boss doesn't show up, you don't leave.
Well, I don't own the plane, Aaron, first of all. Secondly, I don't see any chance of rain on my phone. So,
oh, guys, look at this. Holy crap.
You guys both shut up. Okay.
Look at this. We have a flash flood tonight. Starts at
it's beautiful out, actually.
I know. I don't think we're expecting any rain either.
Yeah.
No, although our weekend's supposed to be great.
There was some rough flying kids getting in here.
Hey, I told you my son because Sunday thinks that I jinxed the Longhorns just by literally showing up at my house. Then my son Alex said, "Okay, I'm going to jinx your team. Oh, the Astros are winning 2-0. There's no possible way they lose." So if my son, who actively tried to jinx the Astros, if this happens, I also got in trouble for yelling at one of my kids yesterday when the Colts were losing. I want my buddy to win. You know, I don't. This is not a Colts Texans. The Texans suck, so I don't care. I want the Colts to win. I want my buddy to do well. I want him to get into the playoffs. When they blew that, I was, if you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing, I was not happy with you, and I might have yelled a little bit at Mason. He hadn't taken a shower. It's 10 o'clock at night. He hadn't even stinky little freshman in high school. He hadn't even taken a shower yet.
Oh,
God. And he did the same thing yesterday. Actually, my wife should not have gotten mad at me for getting mad at Mason. I was well within my rights. She thinks it was just because the Colts had a field goal blocked and Baltimore went down and scored and got a 2-point conversion.
I
said, plus 7.5 is still kind of a win.
Yeah, it was.
It's
it really
kind
really
of
was.
A win.
Yeah. No.
Not for me.
No, not for your pal. You want your pal. And, oh, by the way, that's Snacks' godfather.
Yeah, that's Snacks' godfather. Snacks was pissed. He stayed up. So immediately she kicked Snacks out of the bedroom. He was watching with me. Snacks has to go too then. So, yeah, I got in trouble. This has been a rough couple days for me. I get blamed for the Longhorns losing when really you need to blame your defensive coordinator and your cornerbacks and your safeties. I get blamed for that. And then I get blamed for telling a stinky freshman in high school that he needs to shower before 10 o'clock at night. Why? Just because, yeah, I was in a bad mood, but I was still going to be mad. Maybe I was a little angrier because, you know, that happened. But I don't know. I feel like, and look, this is the rule. If you have a dad who's involved in sports at all, here's the thing. Fantasy football, gambling, or in this case, a godfather of one of your kids and their team loses, then you have to shut up because dads get to get mad and kids get to get mad. My dad gave me that gift when I was a kid, when I was throwing a temper tantrum and my mom tried to back me off like, "Well, you need to stop throwing things. Let them go, Marsha. Let them go." You know why? Because the Steelers And the refs were robbing the Oilers. They were robbing Mike Renfro and the Oilers. Mm-hmm. So you know what? My kids get the same leeway. But you know what? The other thing is, when your dad has something bad happen, then and he's mad about it in sports, then too bad. Then go to your rooms if you don't like it. Well, my wife should have just gone somewhere else when I'm getting mad. That's the way it is.
It was still tempered with the fact that you won your bet. So, I mean, you can only get so mad when you, it's okay, I won. I covered. They covered. So you can slow down on this faux anger you got going on, okay?
No, I was for real, Matt. Well, did I tell you also I had under 46 in a parlay?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See. No, well, now
that touchdown and two-point conversion busted that up.
Now I got it. Now I get it.
Plus seven, under 46. Plus seven and under 46.
It was under the whole game. That was.
thank you. Now do you see why I'm pissed off? The whole game was an under.
Yeah. No. I get it now. So get by 22, Aaron. I didn't see this. You know, our good friend Jeff Passan, just a great guy.
Good dude.
Just a great guy.
Guy you want to have a beer with.
Yeah. No. He's a solid stand-up guy.
Gives the Astros a fair shake, too.
He always has. He loves the Astros. Yeah. And, you know, he's always been, you know what? He's always been open-minded about this whole thing.
100%.
This whole sign-stealing thing. Here's Jeff Passan talking about the comments that Ryan Tapera made about the Astros still stealing signs.
This is the reality of the Houston Astros, though. They only have five players left from that 2017 team. Four of them are everyday players. They're going to be in there all the time. They're going to get trash cans banged on the road. They're going to get screamed. They're going to get booed. They're going to get jittered. This is what they wrought with what they did back in 2017. And it's not something that's going to be going away either, Ryan. We're a couple years now removed from the revelation that the Astros cheated during their World Series run. And it's clear, not just in the stands, but in the minds of players, to still resonant in that no matter what the Astros do, no matter how good they are, this is going to be something that they always think about.
And that's part of the process. But they brought Dusty Baker on to try to move on from that.
They brought him on for a day like this, mm-hmm. and Dusty Baker handled it beautifully. And Dusty, if I ever say anything bad about you, I'm sorry in advance.
First of all, what the hell was that annoying rock guitar?
I don't know. What the hell?
That's what ESPN pulls. That was from his hit on SportsCenter last night.
You could literally barely hear him because the faux generic rock guitar playing over him, number one.
That's the audio guy.
Number two, I mean, is there a guy who's going to feel worse if the Astros win than him?
No. He's going to feel so, it'll hurt him.
He's just going to scrunch his fists up into a little ball and hit him on the table. He'll be so upset. I mean, I get that people are against the Astros, but at least if you're a pro who's supposed to cover him, at least I would say a lot of what he's saying is not inaccurate. However, you could also maybe throw in there that there is no, you know, hey, and it, you know, and they're going to face this. But once again, there is no proof and there has been no other accusations by anybody else. It's just a random person. You could have thrown that in there too.
Nah,
we're not going to throw that in there. We'll just let it sit there.
So I was there the other night. And it was a great atmosphere, best I've seen here in Chicago with the White Sox. But they apparently there was, I didn't hear it, but there's all kinds of chants going on. I think it might be the same chants that they had in New York, FL Tuve thing going on.
Yeah, because he's the culprit, obviously.
Yeah, he's the worst person ever.
Yeah.
So here's Tony La Russa was talking about the White Sox fans' chants at Altuve.
Hey, here again, it's America. You know. And they can chant "Fire La Russa" if they want to, right? They do it. So I have no problem as long as they show up.
Yeah, shit, whatever. I guess they can say whatever. You know, FL Tuve, little kids in the stands, who cares, right, Tony? Because they can say "Fire La Russa" too,
if they wanted to.
If they want to, so FL Tuve's fair game, right?
Well, I mean, to be fair, he's the guy that was basically calling for somebody to hit his own player. I mean, you got hit. You swung on a 3-0 pitch. We were up like seven. That's going to happen. I'm just a little sad he didn't go a little higher up on near the ear hole. What? You know you manage me, right? You know I'm on your team. Hey, those are the unwritten rules. You want to say F. Altuve? That's an unwritten rule. It's in there. You can do it.
Yeah. Listen. Why Jose Altuve is the face of this? People are so dumb. The Altuve did it less than ever. Why? Because he was the batting champ? Because he won the MVP, rather? Is that why? So Altuve is the face of this thing because he cheated so much that he won the MVP, as opposed to Judge and his cheating. You look at Altuve's splits. Look at the Astros' splits, home and road. Look at the Yankees' splits, home and road. I mean, it's night and day. Night and day. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired of people being so stupid and just having this uneducated view of this whole thing. And Jeff Passan is a leader of it. I mean, come on, Jeff. Have a little objectivity.
Have to be for him, but just have some. You're supposed to be a baseball insider and commentator, I get that he didn't like them, and maybe he knew people who had been involved with some of the, you know, quote unquote toxic behavior at the Astros. I get that. That's fine. I'm fine with all that stuff, but you know, it's just wasting our time right now. It's just the fact that they breathe any life into this. And Dusty did handle it well, but the best form of retaliation is going to be Lance McCullers going out there, mowing him down, and literally making Chicago the saddest. John, I'd love it if you could get out of there early, honestly. I hope you win your money back. You know, I hope you win your $100 back you lost the other day. That'd be a good thing if you do.
Well, that guy's a big wuss. He ain't going to the game, so.
Well, bet somebody else.
He took the money and ran.
Nobody there is going to make a bet? You can't bet somebody in the stands?
Oh, I'm sure I can find some. I'll be able to find
somebody.
Where's
your seat? How are you getting the seats?
Don't you worry about how I get my seats, okay? Don't you be sticking your nose. Don't be seat watching, okay?
I'm not seat watching. That's why I wonder if you're getting the same seat.
Yeah, I'll be in that same neighborhood, yeah.
Is Justin Verlander throwing out the first pitch?
Justin Verlander, what if the White Sox asked Verlander to throw out the first pitch? Wouldn't that be something?
And he did it. And he's got a toothpick like Razor Ramon. Like, oh, no, he just NWO'd us.
That's a jab. And Sage Rosenfels is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Sitejab.com. Hector Garcia is the owner of that. He and I were talking one time about the early days of, like, internet web design. It was so trash, but it was fun. You know, it was fun when you had stuff. You didn't expect much from the site design. But then it started to get better and better and better. And now it's one of those things where it's so fine-tuned that if you don't have analytics pulling data from time spent viewing on your website, if you don't have a web design that takes advantage of people's likes and dislikes and their subconscious viewing habits, and you're really doing yourself a disservice. What SiteJab does is they build it from the ground floor up. They use that analytics and data to help understand how to create a website that's going to keep people on your site longer, deliver the information that you need in an efficient way, and then they can even do the recording of videos, of branding, of logos, of social management, integrating the e-commerce into your site. I mean, it's a full suite of products that they offer you at SiteJab, and they do it at a very affordable price. Based right here in Houston, go to the website, sitejab.com. That's sitejab.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You're locked into The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time now to look back at this past weekend's NFL action with former Texans QB Sage Rosenfels. For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sage Rosenfels joining the show once again to talk about that performance and others. Sage, we had Jimbo Fisher on, and Lance asked a pretty good question. He said, how do you get that guy started? You know, because Zach Calzada had such a bad couple of games. You want to get him comfortable, you know, against an Alabama, and look at what happened with him. He just couldn't have played better. And that maybe it was a lot of the same stuff with Davis Mills last week. After looking as bad as you possibly could against the Bills, he looked pretty darn good last week. Outplayed Mac Jones, as a matter of fact. How did they get him going?
Well, one, I am very impressed with Davis Mills, and it's nice I've gotten to sort of see this progression from preseason, of which he was playing, you know, the second half. By the way, this is sort of brings me back to my days when, you know, when you're the backup quarterback or you're the number three quarterback, you're playing, you know, third quarter, fourth quarter, second half, and maybe even lucky to get in the first half. And we saw that where he was just starting. Of course, Terod starts the season. Now, as you see, Davis started to get into more and more playing time. They are giving him more and more responsibility, and he's playing better and better. I was very impressed for a third-round pick. Shoot, for a first-round pick, for the first pick in the draft, to go against Bill Belichick and to go 21-29 for 312 and three touchdowns. That's really exciting for Texans fans, for this organization. I was very impressed by the way he played. Of course, this is not the New England Patriots that we were used to for such a long time, but this is also the same team that just a week or so prior, you know, Tom Brady did not have a great game against Belichick in that huge Sunday night game. And so very, very happy with the way Davis Mills played in this game. They gave it to him on fourth down and one or fourth down and two, I think three times in the ball game. They put the ball in his hands. They didn't just run the ball up the middle or try to run the ball or do a wildcat. They threw the ball in those situations, and I believe he came up 3 for 3 on those fourth downs. And so, you know, he is progressing. He has a ways to go. There are things that I see from him, you know, and maybe the coaching staff that needs to improve. There were a couple of runs in the ball game. I know you're talking quarterbacks, you're not always talking about running game, but there was a couple times where safeties are right down there by the line of scrimmage, right next to the tight end, and they run right into the safety, which he is unblocked, unless they change the mic, unless they basically make another player the mic linebacker, which turns that safety into a stand linebacker. That is an area where maybe he is not advanced yet, that either the coaching staff has to not run those plays and give him other options, or allow him to be able to sort of check an audible and change the running play to a better running play, things like that. You know, obviously the big sack at the end of the game, the Patriots went double A gaps on that. Texans were an empty. And when you go double A gaps with an empty, look, you got six guys up there. And they sort of did the one guy looks like he's coming and Britt went to the right. And then the other guy came blitz, which is common in the NFL. Again, hard for a young guy, but also the coaching staff put him in a tough situation on that play. And so overall, very, very impressed with the way Davis Mills played in this ball game. When things are there, he generally hit them. He's an accurate quarterback. And when things weren't there, or he got pressure, he scrambled and made some tremendous throws in this ball game.
Yeah, I've been very, it's, you know, it's, he's doing it under the cover of a very blah football team, blah football organization. There's more exciting rookies out there. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Trey Lance made his first start. You know, Justin Fields, but right now, if you just want to look at just the data, right now you could put him right up there with Trevor Lawrence in terms of performance by rookie quarterbacks. And I think it's a testament not only to the growth of him, you know, to Davis Mills, the quarterback. I just think Tim Kelly's really done a great job with him. I think the play calling's been good. I love the little seam shot to Anthony Eclair in the first touchdown that he had. It's just really been fun to watch Mills and Kelly work together, and really Tyrod Taylor and Tim Kelly. I think Tim Kelly has done a really nice job for the most part.
You know, I like how he has changed his offense a little bit as he's gone on to Davis Mills. He probably says he hasn't changed it much, but you do see a difference. You see more play action. You see a little bit more under center, a little sprint out, you know, type stuff. He's obviously not much of a run threat on, say, a zone read type play like Terod Taylor was. And so I like how this offense has morphed. And listen, the offense, and, you know, I know it's a team game and the offense didn't score enough points, but I did think the offense did a solid job in this ball game. You know, they need to run the ball better. Of course, it helps all quarterbacks, but they were pretty efficient in this ball game all around. Of course, it starts with the quarterback, but it was sort of on the key plays in the game is where the Patriots made those plays and the Texans did not, right? I mean, in particular, that last drive when it's tied 22-22 on, you know, either the first or second play, you get a sack, right? that is a key point in the game where you just can't get sacked or you just can't have a holding penalty. And it just seemed like the Texans in this game on those key plays, man, they'd have a nice run for 12 yards, holding penalty by a wide receiver. Another nice run for 15 yards, holding penalty by an offensive line. They just, on the key points in this ball game, they would trip up and make a mistake. And that's just, that's a young football team. That's a young quarterback. That's an offense that hasn't quite put it together, but you are seeing a lot of good things.
It's with, you know, those runs notwithstanding, 24 carries, 67 yards. What's wrong with the running game?
It's a good question. Well, there are different types of running games, and if you look at this one, it is more often than not sort of right down at you, right? It's a lot of runs right up the middle that defenses, if they have good defensive linemen and good linebackers, they a lot of times can just sort of stuff those runs. And this offense doesn't really try to stretch the field, you know, right to left, from sideline to sideline as much. If you go back and watch Baltimore, which I know this offense did come from Baltimore, but the head coach obviously did, and that offense is very much downhill. It's not as much sideline to sideline, and that's just sort of their style. Usually you don't get big runs right down the middle. Usually your bigger runs come from capturing an edge, sticking your foot in the ground and going north, and next you know it squirts forward for 12 yards. Not very often do those runs right down the middle get those big gainers. And so, I can't exactly tell you why the runs aren't great. In this game, as I said earlier, there were probably three or four runs that were legitimately just run into bad looks, where a safety simply is not blocked, or where a receiver doesn't go down into sort of the box and get the safety in situations where it looks like he can on those downhill safeties coming down and making those tackles for what could be an 8 or 10 yard gain. But end up being a 1 or 2 yard gain because the safety's sitting there right in the hole making those tackles. And so, they're not getting a ton of movement up front, and they're not getting, they're not distorting the defense enough for these runs to really shoot forward for big gainers. You got to have a couple big gainers. Usually, if you average out all the runs, there's a lot of 2 and 3 yard runs by running backs. You have to occasionally have a 20 or 30, maybe 2 or 3 in the ball game. To sort of even it all out, to go, okay, yeah, we ran for 5.5 yards a carry. The Texans simply just don't have those.
Sage Rosenfels joins us every single Tuesday at this time. We come back, we're going to get into a little bit of some stuff from around the league as well, get some thoughts from Sage when we come back. It's 9:30 right now. I want to take a quick second to talk about my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. They're doing a great job. I love seeing Josh Norris, old friend of mine, who he's the guy with the kind of the strawberry blonde hair and the black T-shirt on. You see him doing the commercials. Good guy. And everything he talks about is that it's the things that excites me about Underdog Fantasy. You can do the daily fantasy like you could with Baltimore. And imagine if you were able to draft Jonathan Taylor and Marquise Hollywood Brown. And let's say you somehow got your hands on Mark Andrews as well. You would have smashed yesterday. So I'm just telling you right now, the Underdog Fantasy is a great way to play daily fantasy. You got season-long basketball coming up right now that you can get your hands on. You can do baseball today with the Astros. Yes, you can do some overs and unders on total bases and strikeouts and things like that. There's so many different ways that you can win with Underdog Fantasy, but you can't win unless you play. So what you need to do is go to underdogfantasy.com, use promo code radio, and they're going to give you a $25 bonus on top of your first deposit as well so that you can take advantage of the over-under game, the rivalry game that they have, and, of course, your daily or season-long fantasy football at underdogfantasy.com, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Jumps and he makes the catch!
The Houston Astros battled the Chicago White Sox in Game 4 of the ALDS.
2-2 pitch, high fly ball, deep right center field, Robert back, angle back, Robert looks up, and it's gone!
First pitch today at 1:07. Hear every single pitch of the Astros postseason on your home of the 2021 World Series. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is what we do. found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline. And live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
All right, news of the weird, finishing up strong as we head into Game 4 today. And you can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I think Charlie might have gone. He hasn't shown up here today yet, so he would be here by now, I would think.
He might have got the flight back.
He might have gotten
but the early day, the day game gave you a shot, though, of getting back now. Now you can go to the game.
That's why. Yeah, that's why we stayed, actually, when we found out it was 1 o'clock. If it would have been later, I would have just gotten
where'd
on
you stay? Where are you staying?
Staying in a place called the Camper downtown.
Oh, you're not
downtown.
Staying with family? Oh, no, it'd be too far a drive anyway to get me. So you're probably pretty close to this.
I could have. I got some other guys here. We hung out. Yeah.
You don't want to do that to family. Get your scumbag friends in there. You.
No.
Just a bunch of scumbags. You and the other
scumbags. Yeah, they didn't want all the scumbags at the house. Demi Lovato. She apparently has a problem with the term aliens.
I'm sorry, did you say she?
Oh, they have a problem
okay,
with
thank
the term
you, John. Thank you, John.
Aliens.
Uh-huh.
They think it is derogatory toward extraterrestrials. She said they say I like to call them ETs.
This isn't a real. You got this off the Onion. This isn't real.
No, that's real.
Did you get it from Babylon Bee or the Onion?
No,
either one of those.
It's not.
I'm going to Google
it's on
this.
Fox. It's on Fox News, and which is never fake news.
I'm gonna Google this. This can't be a real thing.
Demi Lovato says that yes.
Oh no, yeah, it's on Fox News and it's on CNN, John.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pick a side, and it's still true.
It's still there. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this real?
Demi
she
Lovato
really say
is
this?
Probably right about this. Can you still call her Demi Lovato, or do I have to change that?
You can. That's still her name.
I can call them Demi
Lovato.
It
would have happened by now, but I think we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. That's why I call them ETs. Hold on. I'm going to see. Is this an understanding of how much we need to take care of our planet and how much we need to learn how to expand our consciousness? I think the world is becoming a more open place. This isn't true. This isn't a real thing.
Well, wait. How about this? California has become the first U.S. state to require large retailers to display toys and childcare items in gender-neutral ways. It's a law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. And by the way, no more gas lawnmowers or blowers in California. They're illegal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still have, so I couldn't have my power washer that's gas. I couldn't do that.
Nope.
My blower's electric anyway. My wife hates it. She wants me to get a, oh, wait, no.
Maybe it's
not electric anymore. Yeah, no, it is. I told her, I'm not getting a new one. This one works fine. Get a gasoline one. The electric one's
then
fine.
Then you can't move to California. That's it.
Oh, well.
A Victorian. Looks like a Victorian church is changing its name.
Into that tax gig.
Yeah. A Victorian church is changing its name from St. Michael's to St. Mike's to attract young people. Do you think that you want to go now to St. Mike's because it's no longer St. Michael?
Do you get a dab when you go in?
Do you get to dab?
St. Mike's, are we doing St. Pauli? Are we doing St. Dick's?
Oh, Charlie's here.
Charlie's you mean St. Chuck?
St. Chaz.
Yeah, okay. We could do either one of those.
Yeah.
St. Mike. No, I never thought about that one.
A Florida sheriff is looking to return $2 million in marijuana to its rightful owner. He says it's the very least we can do. This sheriff is trying to find who owns this $2 million worth of marijuana to get it back to him. Lance, do you think you should claim it?
Once again, I'm looking to have as little heat in my life as possible.
Yeah,
well, I already got in trouble just for driving home during a football game.
I think it might be a trap.
What do you think it's going to do? I got in trouble for being mad at a football loss when a kicker misses a kick. You think I need that much weed at my house? You think I need that kind of heat also? No, I don't.
There's a lawsuit in Florida. There's a mural showing the city's first black female firefighter. That's a nice thing, right?
Yeah.
Except, well, she's got a white face.
Oh. Mm. Oh, wait, say that. Wait, do the first part again?
She's the first black female firefighter. So they drew a mural with her, and they put, she's got a white face.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's an unexpected twist.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think Don't you think? Hey, Lance, the popularity Squid Game?
Yep.
Halloween costumes cause 9,900% spike in demand for white shoes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's the last thing I thought about was Squid Game. I do like the fact there's real Squid Game going on in Abu Dhabi right now. But white shoes, like, what are those little kids? What are they? They're just plain shoes.
I don't know.
Shoes.
Does everybody have white shoes in the show?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's their little, Yeah, I guess they did. How are they? I'm trying to remember how they're dressed.
Yeah. The green sweatsuits with white shoes.
Okay. And so it doesn't take much for people to start a trend anymore, does it?
No. And it's really created quite the fervor for white shoes. You're not
good.
Be able to
I
find
wish
them.
I owned all the white shoes and could sell them. Mm-hmm. On the front end of the fervor.
Charlie Polillo up next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, getting you ready for Game 4, which you can hear right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow. I got Texas Custom Patios I'm going to tell you about. And today at 1 o'clock, I'll be out there watching baseball on the patio. That's 100% lock. And I'll have cold beverage with me. That's 100% lock, too. And then we'll have alcohol in it. That's all a lock. All of these are locks. And go ahead and start the jokes up, but you're all going to regret it because I'm also making a brisket. And it's going to be so juicy and delicious. And I'm going to grill it right there on the patio. I'm going to smoke it, rather, on the patio. And my patio is a place that I love to go. The kids love to go for games. It's awesome to get away. It's awesome to send the kids outside for all of us to watch the games, to have friends over and entertain out on the patio. It's a lot of fun. If you had your own space like that and you could deck it out however you wanted, what would you do? Well, think about it, because Texas Custom Patios can make it an absolute reality. And the great thing is you don't even have to know what you want to do. They see the space, they draw the space up for you, and you will get a space that is unbelievable, whether it's outdoor kitchen, outdoor living area, a combination of the two, whether it's freestanding or something that's built onto the home. You are going to see value for dollar value when it comes time to sell your home. And the enjoyment you're going to get is unparalleled. Make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com or see what they did for my space in particular, TCPLance.com. Go Astros.
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.